been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, December the 9th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I would call this a flattish open to the market today. But having said that, the Dow is up 39 points so far out of the gate, 30,213. The Dow has now put 212 points between it and 30,000, a level it struggled with for several weeks. And it just could be that that resistance level has now become the support level of the Dow. The NASDAQ basically just flat here. It's down 1 point right now, 12,582, not too far from all-time highs, however, that it's been setting here recently. S&P 500 is above 3,700. I want to say that is a new all-time high, up 5 points right now to 3,707, 3,707. Russell 2000 doing best of all, the small-cap stocks up 15 points. The Russell 2000 closes in on 2000. It's at 1933 today. Crude oil's up 44 cents, 46.04. That's a level we haven't seen for a while. Gold is down $20 per ounce, $1,854. Silver's down 46 cents to $24.28. The 10-year continues to bump higher. Jamie Dimon had some unkind words towards the U.S. Treasuries. We'll get to that in a bit. They're at 0.95, and Bitcoin up $400 a coin. Goodbye, gold. It's at $18,427 per coin. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Boy, do I have a lot for you today. Seems like today, well, every day, there's just so much breaking news and new developments and new this and new that. Several IPOs today, new players in the electric vehicle space. That's always exciting. The beat goes on there, so a lot of fun things to talk about in today's show. Well, yesterday we had an okay day in the market. We hit a new all-time high once again yesterday. We had a very good day in the market yesterday. So far, market a little flattish here out of the gates, but we're seeing new highs. We're seeing Dow hanging on to that 30,000 level and then some. Some 212 points above that level right now. And holding on. Stimulus. Let's begin with stimulus, or the lack thereof. Now they're talking and debating a $908 billion. I thought we didn't do anything under a trillion anymore. I mean, if it ain't a trillion, let's not even bring it to the discussion table. $908 billion is what they're haggling on right now as far as stimulus goes. There's a lot of vaccine news. There's a big, big IPO today, the second largest IPO of the year. I want to say the biggest one was Snow. Was it Snow, S-N-O-W? That thing broke loose yesterday. We'll talk about that in a minute. Global stocks higher on Brexit, vaccine, and stimulus hopes. Japan up 1.3%. China down 1.1%. India up 1.1% overnight. Europe up about 0.5%. Mnuchin puts forth a $916 billion virus relief proposal. He presents it to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. It includes money for state and local governments and liability protections for business schools and universities. Well, the Democrats have previously opposed the liability shield, a measure that Republicans have been insisting upon. Meanwhile, Republicans have objected to more state and local aid. So we'll see where it goes. It hasn't gone much of anywhere recently, and I got to believe that they're probably going to hold out until January 20th. We'll see how that goes. DoorDash, that's the big IPO today, DoorDash. It's expected to price at about $102 per share. Valuation soars. It's now a valuation of $39 billion. How about the guys that thought, you know, there were already two big competitors to go up against, Uber Eats, and there's another one that's bigger than DoorDash. I can't think of the name right now. But DoorDash said, you know, we'll concentrate on the suburbs, let them have the cities. And DoorDash has made a name for themselves. Of course, it helped a lot that outdoor dining, indoor dining, any kind of dining practically at a restaurant was shut down for several months. People relied on things like DoorDash and Uber Eats, etc. And so I'm sure that has helped them. Is that a model that's here to stay? Are we going to eat out less in the future when we do get the all clear, if we ever do get the all clear? Well, the market seems to think so. DoorDash has not traded yet, I don't believe, but we're looking at about a $39 billion IPO. Some people are calling it the most ridiculous IPO of 2020. Well, they got to figure out how to be profitable. There's the number one. There, you know, you can get all the market share you want. You can get all the revenues you want. But until you have expenses that are less than your revenues, you're not profitable. That's the same problem that Uber has. That's the same problem that Lyft has. And, of course, yeah, there's a publicly traded company out there called Grubhub also, which is a competitor. So, anyways, we'll see how DoorDash does today. Who's getting ready to go public? Robinhood. Stealing from the rich, giving to the poor. It seems to be the little investors, the individual investors that pretty much use the Robinhood service. It's very much of a mobile trading service. You can trade while you're getting your burgers delivered through DoorDash or Chipotle or wherever. Robinhood picks Goldman Sachs to lead its IPO. They seek a valuation of more than $20 billion. Reuters reports the company was valued at $11.7 billion in its last fundraising round in September. In September, this is December. It's gone up from $11.7 billion to $20 billion in 3 months. The IPO of the company that helped popularize mobile stock trading could come as soon as Q1 2020. Now, we talked about this yesterday and how it's impacting the markets. To me, I could sum it up pretty quickly. I mean, I'm seeing some reminiscences of 2000, the year 2000. You remember that? The new millennium. And we had all of that, you know, scare about turning the clocks and everything like this, switching to all the disruptions. Well, that's the year that the NASDAQ got crushed. It peaked in March. What went out the window in that year? Valuations went out the window. Everybody wanted in on the IPOs, the stock splits, the dot-coms. We're seeing quite a bit of that these days. But only today it's electric vehicles, it's SPACs, S-P-A-Cs, it's Bitcoin, etc. So we always have to have on our antennas up for bubbles, for froth, and valuations going out the window. You know what? The market always comes back to valuations eventually. Well, how is AstraZeneca? You know, some are saying we're going to end up having six vaccines before this is all over. Take your choice. I'm hearing of some allergic reactions to the Pfizer vaccine so far. But now we're getting news that Oxford AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective, but questions remain for the elderly. They haven't quite finished their test there on the elderly. So they would join Pfizer, Moderna, of course, AstraZeneca now getting very, very close to approval. And you've still got Johnson & Johnson out there and a couple other smaller players. Some are saying now that we could have as many as six different vaccines for this coronavirus. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about China's vaccine. They've got one. And, boy, we've got some new players in the green energy and in the electric battery business that are flying today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. The second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. The Dow up a mere 21 right now. NASDAQ down 12. I'm still calling this a pretty flattish day, but you never know. It's all about the close. It could be an exciting day in between the opening bell and the closing bell. It usually is. I can't wait. I've looked at a lot of charts, a lot of news items here so far this morning, and like a bird dog, I start circling stocks, and, you know, I kind of circle them all week. I do most of my new buys or major changes, seems like Thursday or Friday, after I get a good feel for where the week's going. I'm going to let you on to a few stocks that I'm bird dogging right now here in the second half of the show. But we still got to kind of focus right now on this big macro picture. It's very, very important right now as markets hit new highs, valuations start to come into question, the bond market starting to wobble just a little bit. And, of course, the vaccines are going to play a huge role in the economy for 2021, earnings, the market, etc. The U.S. is banking on Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca to meet their goal of getting everybody inoculated by mid-2021, okay? Pfizer and BioNTech cannot do it alone. They can't produce enough of the doses that we need. So we need AstraZeneca's to continue to move along. We probably won't have a readout there until late January, and we need Johnson & Johnson. And then there's a third group, Novavax, Sanofi, GlaxoSmithKline, all of these. And then in the mix, okay, now this is the one I'd be just a little bit nervous about taking. China's coronavirus vaccine has an 86% efficacy. Well, you know, Moderna's was 94%. So is Pfizer, somewhere in that range. The UK is reporting 86% efficacy in China's coronavirus. That's developed by Sinopharm. I'm going to have to add that one to the app. I see that's a pink sheet stock out of China, but we definitely need to have that. We'll add that in the app a little bit later today. They're undergoing their trials. The other big controversy that I see coming out of all of this, there's legislation in the state of New York that is underway to make the vaccine mandatory. I knew this was coming. Push was going to come to shove eventually. Will you have to carry around proof of vaccination to get into Target? To get into the baseball game, to get into the football game, you know, restaurants, cruise ships, airlines, whatever else. It's something to think about. I try to make people think a little bit during my show, and a lot of what ifs and what thens and what will I do and this kind of thing. realize that there is a controversial bill in the state of New York that would make for New Yorkers getting the vaccine mandatory. Okay, well, let's see. We've got Carnival Cruise Lines. They've extended their pause. Boy, I'll tell you what, if you like doing cruises, it hasn't been a good time. Now they're clear out voyages departing on clear out to May 28th are being canceled. And even up to June are now canceled. Guests have had their voyages canceled will automatically receive future cruise credit. Voyages are currently available in early 2023. Wow. Well, maybe they'll start hitting the high seas late next year. This is the interesting comment of the day coming from Jamie Dimon. Now, Paul and I watch the bond market very closely on a daily basis. The 10-year U.S. Treasury is pretty much a bellwether. We've been watching that chart. We've been watching the chart of interest rates creeping higher here recently. That impacts a lot of different areas of the market. The bond market is actually bigger than the stock market, so it's important to follow what's going on in the bond market. In addition to this, we have a bond portfolio that is sensitive to interest rates, just like every bond or fixed income instrument or every debt instrument is. Jamie Dimon says he would not touch treasuries with a 10-foot pole. I bought a 12-foot pole. Jamie Dimon, he says, treasuries at these rates, I wouldn't touch them with the 10-foot pole. Well, he's talking about treasuries here. He's not talking about corporate bonds. But I would say this, and I've been saying this, we're watching that chart very closely. If that 10-year goes above 1% and stays there, that could be the beginning of some pretty, quicker rising rates than we've seen in the past. And we've also got a line in the sand on one of the proxy bond market, several of the proxy bond market ETFs that we track. Now, what does Dimon say about equities? He says there may be a bubble in small parts of the stock market. I'm totally on board with that. But not all of it, he says. We could have a strong end to the year on Wall Street. Okay, but he wouldn't touch that 10-year treasury, which is 0.94. That's resistance right there. It's right at its resistance level. He wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Okay, where are some of the bloated areas of the market? Well, green energy has just been off the charts here recently. It was off the charts again yesterday. There were a couple of hydrogen stocks. There's a new player in the hydrogen field. And then there's an existing player in Plug Power, which we own in our emerging growth portfolio. The alternative energy stocks had a huge rally yesterday. And if you follow me on Stock Twits, where I think I have 57,000 followers, I was pretty active on there yesterday. I probably sent out a dozen different tweets about observations that I made on different stocks. And those stock twits do feed through to Twitter. I am at Bill Gunderson on Stock Twits, which is all stock market talk, you know. And, of course, Twitter is all over the map. But I send out my tweets. I send them through Stock Twits, and then they filter out to Twitter. Anyways, Plug, Bloom Energy, unbelievable chart there. Bloom Energy is a sun solar stock, and the green stocks, fuel cell energy, Ballard was up 8% yesterday, Blink Charging up 9%, Fuel Tech up quite good. Also, Jinko Solar out of China, SunPower, Enphase, SEDG, S-E-D-G, First Solar. And then, of course, there's several ETFs that cover that whole green energy group of stocks. TAN, T-A-N, FAN, that's wind, F-A-N. And then there's a clean energy one. I think it's C-L-R-N, C-L-R-N, another ETF. All right, when we come back, the other hot sector, the electric vehicle. Boy, is there a breakthrough there. We'll talk about that when we come back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, I'm sure you've heard by now, I'm going to have another California refugee leaving the state. California will be losing Elon Musk. He keeps his operations in California. He's got the big plant there in the Silicon Valley, but he's building a new plant in Austin, Texas, and he himself will be leaving. He has. I have moved to Texas. Well, he goes from a state income tax of 13% to a state income tax of 0% in Texas. He gives himself a big raise. Now, he still has, you know, the factory there in California, and he still does some of his SpaceX. But he was talking, I heard him being interviewed. He said California at one time had six different plants, automobile manufacturing. They're all gone except Tesla. And most of the aerospace industry, I remember, you know, Los Angeles had a pretty big exposure, Lockheed Martin and others. He says most of the aerospace industry, actually the manufacturing of aerospace, has left California. Well, okay, here's J.P. Morgan again. Boy, they're all over the map with controversial stuff. They doubled down on their bearish Tesla thesis. What does J.P. Morgan value Tesla's stock at? What is their target price for the stock? Well, they're lifting their target price today from $80 per share to $90 per share. Well, that sounds good on the surface. Hey, J.P. Morgan's raising their target price on Tesla. Tesla's trading at $637 per share. Their analyst, who's been on this for quite some time, he refuses to budge. He's sticking with traditional valuations, Ryan Brinkerman. He says Tesla's shares are worth $90 per share. All right, well, here's your biotech of the day, XBio, XBIO. Yesterday we had a leukemia stock that was up 350%. Today we've got another leukemia stock up 345%. Wow. This one's actually, it's not leukemia related. It's kidney disease related anemia. This stock is flying high today. I wish I would have found it yesterday, but it was a 90-cent stock yesterday, somewhere in there, maybe a dollar, a little over a buck. Today it's $5, 94 million shares have traded hands. It's up 363%. Okay, another EV player. EV's becoming a very common term, electric vehicle. You know, of all the stocks I add to the app, on a daily basis, I also, you know, put the sector that they're in. And I would say that the biggest growth sector right now of stocks being added to that sector are the auto sector. It is the auto sector. It is by far the company getting the most new stocks being added to it. And almost all of them are electric vehicle related. Well, write this one down. Symbol PIC. PIC, P-I-C, Pivotal Investment Corporation, as of recently, was a blank check company. But they've agreed to merge with XL Fleet. XL Fleet, you can look that up. The symbol will go to XL. XL Fleet has converting, you know, fleets of cars that different companies employ to electricity. XL will be the new symbol. We'll keep our eye on that. In the meantime, the symbol is PIC. It's been added to the Best Stocks Now app, and it is up 9.6% today. It's gone from $10 a share to $17 a share, just like that. Did anybody watch Snowflake yesterday? Holy cow. Now, that I own his other stock. I can't think of the CEO's name right now of ServiceNow, or the developer of ServiceNow, the founder, S, which is now, symbol now, N-O-W. Well, he came with an IPO, Snowflake. Huge IPO. It's now $107 billion. Cloud-based data warehousing, symbol is snow, just in time for Christmas, that allows corporate users to store and analyze data. It went over $400 per share yesterday. It's now bigger than IBM and AMD. Okay, and how long has it been public? Like 2 months, something like that? A little froth in the market? Well, we'll see. One of the biggest, this is a very interesting one to keep your eye on. One of the biggest winners I ever found in the market was the Trade Desk. On the surface, you would think it had something to do with like Robinhood or Ameritrade, people trading stocks. No, it's trading advertising, digital advertising, buying some of the leftover digital ads left behind by the big players. They become more affordable in these little small blocks. It was a great idea. Digital advertising is a very lucrative business. Just ask Google. Banner ads, very, very, very lucrative. That's valuable space that you're buying on those screens that people are looking at all day. Well, there's a new player going public today. We've got it on our watch list. PubMatic. Now, all the Brits are getting excited, thinking it has something to do with Guinness Stout, but it doesn't. PubMatic has priced its initial public offering, going public today, $16 to $18 per share. The symbol is PUBM. You see, we get up earlier than most people in this business, and we try to get onto this stuff early. Well, this is day one of this one. It hasn't even traded yet. They're still pricing it. They're still, they got to see, the specialist has got to see where this thing settles in. But it is a company in the digital advertising business, one of the hottest sectors in the market. $16 per share. Put that one on your watch list next to PIC, P-I-C. Put P-U-B-M. And then there's another one. And this one is going crazy. Unity Software, symbol is U. That thing went public at 52. It's tripled since September. They are also involved in the creation of digital advertising, 2D content, 3D content. Keep your eye on that one. U, Unity Software. Okay, let's see. I had one other one, too, here. Oh, I'm going to talk about that one in the fourth quarter of the show. We've got another hit piece out today from a short seller, Green Power Motor Company. That's out of the UK. Yes, it's in the electric vehicle sector. You got a short seller, White Diamond, saying that it has 90% downside. These seem to be popular stocks for the short sellers. Of course, Citroen, Andrew Left, came after Nikola. It looks like a lot of his thesis was right. They've hit a lot of other stocks that, hasn't quite panned out. How about the guy, who's the famous short seller? Chanos, Jim Chanos. He continues to have, or he might have finally threw in the towel. He was short Tesla. He had a huge position of short Tesla for many, many months. You know, I can just tell you this from experience. It's only happened to me one time, but I saw a guy basically lose his sanity over a short position in a stock that went up every single day. And, you know, it's just human nature to say, I got to hang in there because I know it's going to go down tomorrow. And it just keeps going up. You know, that's more painful than a stock that's going down that you're long. I don't short individual stocks. Very seldom do I do that. Once in a while, if I see something that really looks compelling, maybe. But you get stuck on the wrong side of a short, and that thing goes up, there's no limit. You see, all you can lose is your initial investment when you're long a stock. Okay, you can lose everything you put into it. I bought $10,000 worth, it can go to zero. No, if you're short a stock and it keeps going up, there's no limit to how much you can lose. Well, eventually the custodian's going to sell it out for you, and you're going to owe them a lot of money. So I'd be careful about shorting stocks unless you really know what you're doing. Just look at a guy like Jim Chanos, who's been doing it all his life. He gets stuck in a short on Tesla. Ouch. Ouch. Okay, when we come back, is there a new technology, a new battery, that can give electric vehicles 80% more range? That would be revolutionary. The name of the stock when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
You gotta go where you wanna go and do what you wanna go and do whoever you wanna.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Market pretty flattish here today. Let's see, the 10 years at 0.94. That's right where its resistance level is. Now, the Dow has now gone negative. It's down 35 points, 30,100. And the NASDAQ's down a mere 9 points to 12,573. Okay, yesterday I mentioned a stock. It's a recent SPAC, SPAC, and now it's got a new symbol, and now it trades on its own, and it's no longer an acquisition company. It trades under the name of QuantumScape, and the symbol is QS. This is the one, I believe, that the CEO is 25 years old. The guy who brought this thing public is 25 years old. He is now a newly minted, just like that. I mean, you're a billionaire overnight. Who's counting? What's a billion these days? There's so many of these billionaires running, Silicon Valley billionaires. But here's the interesting thing. Now, I've been watching the whole solid-state battery technology. They've been after this for quite some time. And whether or not it's going to rise up and really challenge the lithium battery is still questionable. But he says he's got it. QuantumScape today released performance data demonstrating that its technology addresses fundamental issues, holding back widespread adoption of high-energy, density solid-state batteries, including charge time, cycle life, safety, and operating temperature. He claims, and he released the performance data, let's hope this isn't another Nikola. It doesn't seem like it. This seems like the real deal here. His company, Solid State Battery, is designed to enable up to 80% longer range. Paul, we could go to Sarasota and back compared to today's lithium-ion batteries. Now, I know several years ago there was another company making a similar claim, and it kind of petered out. But Panasonic has been working on solid-state batteries for quite some time. So we're going to take a deep dive into this. I've got Barry on the case, our chartered financial analyst. He's going to look at this performance data and look at the positives and the negatives and see whether or not there is anything to this massive claim. So, you know, look, take for instance a car that now has a range of, let's say, 400 miles. You're adding, now you're up to a 700-mile range if his solid-state battery tech. Now, if you think you're catching something early on, no, this stock is flying. It is flying off the shelf. Now, I originally picked up on it when it was a SPAC, S-P-A-C. I didn't really realize at that time, however, I just knew that it was in the battery technology industry, which you know, that's a pretty crowded field itself. There's a lot of companies. But this stock over the last 1 month, not counting today, is up 345%. During that same period of time, the market's up 4.4%. So that's how hot, and this is the kind of excitement that this thing is stirring up. Now, I don't know if the claim is true or not. Okay, I don't know if this is going to become a big, big deal. It would if the claim is true. I think that's something that holds a lot of people back from buying an electric vehicle, especially if they travel distances. Now, if you're just driving around town, it's not a sweat at all. But if you do any kind of traveling, visiting the grandkids or whatever, maybe a 400, 500, 600-mile trip, you know, people think twice about stopping and finding a charging station and sitting there while it's charging. I think it's a big deterrent. But if you can add this kind of mileage and range to the electric battery, it could be a very, very big breakthrough. So we'll keep our eye on this one, okay? There's others, too, that I have under surveillance right now. I've got a robot stock that I'm watching very, very closely. And there's some more players in this sports betting business. That's another hot industry. But in the meantime, my portfolios right now are pretty fully invested in boring stocks like MasterCard and Visa and Amazon and Roku, etc. But I'm always looking for the next big thing, just like the other everybody else, you know. And I have never seen such a revolution. Well, I have. I saw the computer revolution. Then we saw the storage revolution, where we went from these big clunky hard disks. Now we're in the cloud, obviously. We had iOmega along the way. We had others, the company out of Idaho, Micron Technology, et cetera. We've seen a revolution in the phone industry, the iPhones that basically do everything now. And now it's the car industry going under a massive, massive revolution, the transportation industry. We have a couple new players that I mentioned today. And, of course, there's ETFs that also follow that industry. Well, the Gunderson team is always searching. We're out there looking. We're doing some deep dives into a few stocks right now. But we have, in the meantime, we've got a dividend portfolio, a premier growth portfolio, a bond portfolio, an ultra growth, and an emerging growth, which is our AA baseball team, where stocks like this would show up. If you'd like to put us to work for you, we have been busy. Woo! We've been busy putting money to work, opening up new accounts, etc. We'd love to go to work for you. We're here every single day, pounding away, trying to find the best stocks now and putting together those portfolios. If you want to check out the results and what we own and get a flavor for what we're up to here, you go to my website, our website, GundersonCapital.com. And if you're ready to go to work here in 2021 with the Gunderson team, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Okay, well, we'll be back at it tomorrow, see what we can find between now and then. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.